Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 19. Today is Saturday, May 21st. Well, technically it's the 22nd and it's a Sunday because I'm in Australia and I'm Lita. And I have to do that to Stone Nelly every week because that's what I like to do. And there he is, there's Stone. Hey, Stone.
How are you? How's it going? This is Casey Kasem stepping in for Stone. It's just such a horrible impression of him, and I feel bad because he's long gone now, you know, but poor guy. Yeah. Anyway, so, hey.
Hey. we're already off the rails. It's all good. And, how you doing? You've just finished streaming, tired. So that's kind of, you holding up all right over there?
Tired.
You're in charge of audio. I'm doing nothing but talking.
It is recording, right? So as far as I'm concerned, it's going. It shows okay. Like it's recording.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's always a good thing. So, but we do have a special guest today. So let us introduce. We have got Tarkanis Frostborn here to come and have a chat with us. Hey, Tark. How are you?
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Woohoo!
Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. So let's get into our little guest chat here and find out a little bit about Tarkanis. And we want to know, tell us a little bit about you, the player behind the character.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm 30 years old. Obviously, I play World of Warcraft. I am a business and marketing consultant turned travel consultant. I live in New Jersey for international people. That's on the East Coast of the United States, like the Northeast region of the United States. I grew up in California, though. I love playing video games, making YouTube videos about those video games. Nice. I host a podcast about roleplay in World of Warcraft. I am the guild leader of a guild on Warmer's Accord in World of Warcraft. And yeah, my real passion is, I guess, just traveling the world.
Nice. Alrighty. And how long have you been playing WoW? And then when did you first try challenge characters?
Well, I've actually been playing World of Warcraft since Wrath of the Lich King. I think the beginning of that expansion. So yeah, I'm a Wrath baby.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those, right?
It's okay.
But I actually only started playing the Iron Man Challenge recently, I think in March or April of this year. And it's funny because after listening to your podcast and some of like the promotional materials for your podcast and one of the commercials, that is what actually got me into the Iron Man Challenge itself. There's something, you know, it's funny because I was listening to it. And I'm listening to like the music with the guitar riffs and like the heavy drums going on, and then that dramatic pause like in the movies where you're like, "Will you take up the WoW challenge?" And I'm like, "Yeah!" And then like, you know, you start flipping tables, and you know, you want to like punch a bag of sand and like get into it, and that's actually how. Yeah, that's how I got started in it.
Oh, that's really good. We wanted something that was a bit bit hard hitting, and that's good because Stone and I both loved. Up. The music, and I think it really fits well, and what Mark Conan did for the intro for us definitely just, you know, it just amplifies what we're trying to do. So we both love, I know Stone loves the intro.
It gets me pumped up.
Yeah, it does, which is good. So, okay, so you've just started doing your challenge tune. Tell us about what are you focused on at the moment, and what was like, what class and what race are you doing? Tell us a little bit about where you're going with the challenge tunes. Which iron you're focusing on? Iron or bloodthirsty or a bit of both or pacifist?
Yeah, I've only attempted the Iron Man challenge so far. I've attempted, I think, now five times or five challengers.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. You're a baby. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's have 100 more deaths and then come talk to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've actually attempted the challenge with 5 Blood Elf Hunters so far, because after reading some stuff on the WoW Challenges forums and on the internet, I was like, okay, so Hunter seems to be a really good way to go, and I know the Blood Elf starting area pretty well, so I think I'll be able to survive, and that was sort of my thought process in making Blood Elf Hunters. And actually, my fifth character just died, I think, like a week ago.
Aww.
And I'm on to... I know. It was, you know, we'll get to it, but it was very interesting and frustrating death that I knew better, and I should have taken everyone's advice, and I didn't, and I thought I could, but yeah. So now I'm actually switching it up, and I'm doing a Blood Elf Mage for the next run through of the Iron Man Challenge, which... You know, I chose mage next because I was like, you know what? I don't see a lot of mages on the ladders. And, you know, it seems to be a little bit more difficult because you don't have a heal necessarily. So that's sort of the sixth character that I'm working on now.
Okay. Oh, all right. That'll be... What's our highest mage at the moment, Stone? Do you know?
Not high.
Not high. Okay. All right.
I'm just going to check really quick.
Right.
Come on. Highest mage is 85, so probably done in Cataclysm.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. We'll see how. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. I've not even tried a mage. Honestly, I don't even know why. Probably because I'm a warlock, so I go warlock above anything else. So for you, so far, what is your fondest challenge memory?
Well, I think one of the things that the Iron Man Challenge really allows you to do as a player is just reconnect with the entire game. I didn't realize just how many quests there were and how many quests I had forgotten about, since you don't really have to do all the quests anymore to level if you have BOAs and experience buffs and recruit a friend, or now you can just push a button and get to level 100.
Yep.
And so just being able to explore all those quests again, I mean, for as many Blood Elf characters as I've leveled, I had forgotten about some of the quests and stories that exist in the Eversong Woods and in Quel'Thalas the Lost and in the Ghostlands. And people, especially for someone who's interested in roleplay and the lore of the game, like myself, it's really cool to be able to play through those quests and those stories and to get more knowledge and to learn more things about the people and the game and Azeroth at large. And I think that is one of the things that I've really enjoyed, in addition to being able to play in general in a way that's more challenging. Because, you know, if you have, you know, 11 BOAs and whatnot, it makes it so that you can pretty much one-shot most standard mobs as you're leveling, and definitely not so with the Iron Man challenge.
No.
So yeah.
I think that's my fondest memory so far.
Okay. I know when I play a warlock with heirlooms compared to without, that I can conflag and one-shot same level up to probably two levels higher, which shows how much power you've got. And to tone that right back with having... you know, being stripped of not having those spells and all of that. It is an interesting way to play. It really gets you thinking instead of just, you know, aimlessly going through a zone, which I know for me, I can get into that. Oh, just follow this, and you're not really thinking about the quest. You're just doing, you've done it so many times before. So... Okay. So what zones do you usually level through? And I'm going to take this as your normal tunes, obviously. So have you formulated a path that you'd like to go with your iron?
Yeah, actually, since I've leveled enough Blood Elf characters for roleplay and other purposes in World of Warcraft, I love blasting through Sunstrider Isle and the Eversong Woods and then Southern Quel'Thalas and the Ghostlands and then heading into Silverpine and Hillsbrad and Arathi and then just going through the Hinterlands and the Stranglethorn Vale up through the invasion of Booty Bay and then going through Dustwallow, Thousand Needles, Teneris, Fellwood, Winterspring, Silithus, the Blasted Lands, and then working my way towards the Outlands. And actually, even for the Iron Man leveling experience, that sort of zone-to-zone map and roadmap seems to have worked pretty well. Now, there, I have had a few deaths in Stranglethorn because there are some quests with pirates that aren't so friendly and aren't so safe. So, so I've had to make a few adjustments there and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, just being able to find a path, I think, especially when you're going through this 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 times, being able to have that first 20 or 30 or 40 levels worth of pathing in your mind, I think really helps you along the way.
Yes, yes. No, most definitely. I think if you formulate a what path, and I know when I deviate, I end up dead.
I guess that's happened a lot lately.
Hey?
I guess what that's sort of happened a lot lately then, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about that later. What I want to know is, with your irons, what has been the worst or embarrassing death that you've had so far?
Oh boy. Okay. So this is this is a bit embarrassing because I died at level 64 recently. I was in the Outlands. And let me tell you, the higher level you are when you die in this challenge, the worse it feels. Like every level adds an exponential level of pain and grief and embarrassment when you die.
Yeah.
You level on this process because, you know, especially reflecting back on how much work it takes to get there to level, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, and I can't even imagine 90 and 100. The more that you level, the harder it becomes when you die because, you know, you have all that work to do again. But it was actually and people from the WoW Challenges community warned me about this. So I should have known and I should have had that in the back of my head. But for whatever reason, there's this cave in Zangarmarsh where the game can bug and there can be an invisible mob that you can't escape from that aggroes onto your character and kills you. And it, actually, the video's on YouTube. You guys can see the death itself. And I was thinking, you know what? I'll just finish out all these quests in Zangarmarsh. You know what? It'll be fine. And people had commented on my videos before, like, hey, just be aware that a lot of Iron Challengers have died to this invisible mob. And there I was in Zangarmarsh. And I was level 64. I could have gone to Terrakar. I could have went to Nagrand. I could have done quests near Shattrath. And nope, I decided, you know what? Oh, it's just a simple cave. I can handle this. And obviously, that was not the case. that stung a bit. But
64, though. Good on you. That is an effort. That really is.
Yeah. Listen, I was expecting my first 15 attempts to be dead at like level 7, you know, just the way I play. Just like, okay, I'm not going to last very long.
Zort says, he figures Tark would get killed by air.
Of course.
Yeah. It's, no, that's a really mighty effort. And I think once you hit 60, I mean, I know for probably a lot of the veterans, whether it hurts as much, because, you know, some of them lose 80s and 90s, and you know, I cannot imagine that, but you know, losing a 60 plus, there's that bit of sting.
Oh, sure.
That it really stings, as opposed to, you know, a level 23, you kind of just go, yep, okay, right, go on. But that 60 plus, you just go, oh, it hurts. So that's a really good effort, though.
Yeah, well, I was surprised too because, you know, I really thought that every, you know, 5 levels or every 3 levels I was going to die and have to make adjustments down the road for the next attempt that I was attempting because it is. I mean, there are certain quests and there are certain mob packs and certain zones where you're just like, you know, okay, maybe it's like a 50-50 chance that I survive through this or whatnot. even with a hunter pet that can tank, I mean, it's still precarious.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So what zone do you think is the most unfriendly? And is it because you've found it to be unfriendly or just because you've done some research and you're aware that it could be tricky?
Well, from personal experience, there is one pirate quest where you're supposed to get a ruby and a sapphire in Northern Stranglethorn. And I died to that quest. And I was just like, you know what? And going through that zone a second time, I surveyed the camps and I was like, wait, there's no way an iron character could even solo this quest ever, because every pirate will wake up and you get drunk and you get disoriented and constantly interrupted and CC'd by the two drunk melee pirates. And then there's people casting it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to forget this quest from here on out. And so I have never attempted that quest again. And then the other zone that I learned the hard way again, I should have taken the advice of the WoW Challenges community, is Hellfire. I actually waited until level 60 to enter the Outlands because I figured, okay, if I go in at 58, I'm just going to go splat by everything. And I actually waited to level 60 and I got to Hellfire and I'm like thinking, okay, this is the first zone in the Outlands Burning Crusade questing area. This will be okay. And I'm like, wait a minute, why is stuff hitting so hard? And it wasn't until later when people in the community were like, well, you know, a lot of people just go to Zangarmarsh first because Hellfire can be a real pain in the butt. And in a way, I was like, okay, it's a relief that it's not just me, because, again, it could have very easily been me. But Hellfire was just – that was just almost instant deaths and stuff that's hard to kill constantly throughout that entire zone.
Nice. Okay. All right. So what – advice would you give to anyone wanting to try doing one of the challenge tunes?
Don't be afraid to die, because you will a lot. I think that, yeah, if anyone's looking for a challenge where you just go straight through from 1 to 100 without any issues the first time through, that's definitely not the challenge for you. I think that that's part of the beauty of the challenge, though, is that you really have to relearn whatever class that you're playing, because you don't get a spec, you don't get talents, you don't get glyphs, you don't get potions, you don't get player assistance or party assistance, you don't get the assistance of any add-ons. So you really have to relearn a lot of the stuff. And I think that's part of the beauty of the challenge, really, because in essence, it forces you to go through and do things that you're not normally accustomed to doing. And I think that that almost recaptures, I'd say, like the magic that a lot of people have been clamoring for recently within the MMO community, not just within World of Warcraft and whatnot. So I think that that is something that you also need to keep in mind. And then if you can, join the Iron Man Challenge Guild that you guys have set up, or the community at wowchallenges.com. Again, even though I didn't take the advice about the cave in Zangarmarsh, it was great advice. And there are tons of tips and tricks that the community has just been amazing to lend me and my various run-throughs and attempts at this Iron Man challenge. So, yeah, that would be my advice. And again, don't go into that cave in Zangarmarsh, and you'll be fine.
I was going to say that Kavara Gnome from the chat room says, done that cave on two rogues, didn't encounter the bug on either. Pretty sure AoE attacks trigger the bug.
No.
But
Marg is saying no, it's actually pet classes. And for whatever reason, the pet itself
triggers
the mob. Yeah. Not all the time.
No.
So.
No, okay.
This is the issue, is that you can't have it happen every single time. And until you can actually recreate the bug every single time, we can only report saying that there is a mob there that we can't kill, and the dev guys can't do anything, right? So, I mean, if you guys can figure out a way to recreate that bug every time, please let us know and we can report it. And we can get it fixed, and the people don't have to die in there anymore.
So the next turn, either one of us, any of us make, could go in and be perfectly fine.
You can go in even on like a max level character. No, actually, I don't know if that would really work very well. if you went in on like a normal tune that is at level, so it should have a normal aggro radius, then I think you could do some bug testing there.
Okay. Right. All right. Mm, that's interesting. That's and, if anyone wants to do that. Azzy's killed two 64s in that cave, which is, you know, go Azzy. Make it three times. Why not? You know, three times a time. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So thank you, Tark, for talking to us about that. I just thought we'd do a little quick chat before we move on to the news, which I didn't tell Stone about. But I thought because Tark comes from a role-playing background, so if anyone's listened to Looking for Roleplay, which is one of my favorite shows, I do love to listen to hear, even though I'm not a role player. But have you been bringing any role play into doing Iron, or are you just trying to keep it all separate?
You know, my very first run through, I tried to do a 100% full immersion type of experience where I was literally walking around the starting area and every zone that I was going through and whatnot, and immersing myself in the experience and whatnot. But then I figured, okay, it's going to take me 35 hours just to get to level 20. Yep. But if I keep doing this, and especially with the rate of attrition and how many times that you die in this challenge, I said, well, wait a minute. Legion's going to hit August 30th. I'm never going to make it to level 100 or anywhere near there if I continue to do that. So I tried my very first run through to walk around and to take things from an in-character perspective. And I actually, if any of my Iron characters last long enough, I do plan on role-playing with them, because I have rolled all of the characters that I made for the Iron Man challenge on roleplay servers. So that is in the works. And I do actually go through with all of my characters and sort of design a basic character archetype and backstory and design character information and profiles for them. It's just that, you know, because once you die, Iron Man challenge, you're dead.
Yep.
You know, you can't really roleplay a... Well, I mean, I guess if you were risen and as... But that's getting beyond the scope of the challenge. Yeah. But, you know, so I haven't really gotten a chance to fully immerse myself in that experience quite yet.
All right. Well, you'll need to let us know that if you do, like down the track, let us know. Because, I'd be interested to see where you would take it with, you know, considering I know your love of role play and all of that. So awesome. So that's where Tark comes from. Tark's background is amazing, as he said, and role playing, which, you know, is very big on Wormrest, and I think all the Irons are on Wormrest, or not all, but the guild's on Wormrest. So it's, you know, it's good to have all that community there for all of that, which is fantastic. Awesome. Okay. Am I doing the bumper?
I forgot to do it again.
You have 50 million jobs and you still didn't get it done. People, Stone's a slacker. All right, I'm going to do... Kidding. All right, I'm going to do the bumper.
Do it.
Okay, beep, 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 beep. That's all.
What the heck is that? It's supposed to be do, 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 do.
I know, I decided I'd change it.
Lame. I don't like that one.
All right, let's do news in the world of Warcraft. So what's been going on?
Okay, so I had a couple things in here, but they didn't really apply to us. So I only kept the one in, is that there's a leak on when patch 7.0 will be released. July 19th. Now, this is on MMO Champion. It comes from a quote, internal source, end quote. If true, it basically means that there's about 58 to 59 days left before the big change. So the reason why MMO Champion put this up is because this source has apparently given them info before as far as Mist release, Warlords release, Warlords info, like all that stuff. So they say it's pretty good, which means that we have a 6-week pre-patch for, I guess, the event and to figure out how we're going to do stuff. So as far as the Iron Man challenge is concerned, when July 19th hits, the website will be basically, I'll be taking it down for about a day so I can figure out what Blizzard has changed on their side. Okay. Because on the beta, we do not have any access to that stuff at all. Like, nothing. So they could change things up, and then I get it, and it could screw up our website, right? So I'm going to take the website down. I'm going to put up a thing saying, you know, Legion, whatever, right? And I'll make the changes that we need to make, and we'll go back live again. So basically, time is ticking, so it's not August the 30th. It's July 19th, because that's when all the real changes that will affect us will take place. The August 30th is only the content. So that's when you're going to be able to get into the new stuff. Okay. So July 19th.
Now, 2 months. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's like we've been waiting for it so long. Yeah. And then now it feels like wham. It is just about here.
I'm more nervous because, I mean, when we did Warlords, there wasn't as many changes like this. Like it was not a big change. This is bigger, and I'm a little bit nervous about doing it. So, because I want to take the site down and then change it, fix it and all that stuff, and then bring it back up. I would like to do a completely different site. I would like to rebuild the site. Because I'm feeling for me to use it and to put stuff and like everywhere, it's kind of clunky. So,
it might be the time to do that.
Well, yeah, but I like to code everything myself. I don't like to use pre-made plugins and stuff. So, it would take a lot of time. So I don't know. Okay. I'm thinking about it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you guys notice anything weird, I might be doing stuff beforehand. So if you notice anything weird, don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right. So I've got Mog and who was it? Zaya and Ferristella all saying about the world events. Don't go into the cities.
Well,
irons and stuff.
Do we know beta is means? Do we no know idea. That the event? Is going to be stuff happening in the cities?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows, right?
Considering how close we are, maybe they're just going to dump it on us like, hello, surprise! And no one's got preparation for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is, right? I want something exciting.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Demons coming from the sky that I can tame and ride off into battle. Woo! Okay, sorry, that was my dream last night. Wow. Okay, so site news. What have we got on the site?
Okay. That was my stomach, by the way. So, I've not eaten yet. I'm hungry. So we did, like we said last week, we were going to do the ALS fundraiser following the show last week, which I did. It was supposed to be a 24-hour stream. I made it 22. So by the end, if you go and check, you can see like I'm playing like with one eye closed. I'm done, right? my leg was actually beginning to cramp, so it was actually beginning to jerk me like around, like because it, you know, like your legs are like big strong muscles, right? So it was just. It hurt, and my hands were beginning to cramp. So anyway, so I did the 22 out of 24 hours. We went from 125 to 840. I was like, what? So I had set my goal at 5, and I was like, I definitely wasn't expecting to hit 5, to be honest. That's just me. So when we hit 5... then Marg had convinced me to bump it up to 750. When we did that, I had two guildmates donate 250, and we hit our new goal, and it was like, holy cow. So I had a bit of a moment there. I don't know, you can look around at the times. It was about 14 hours in or something like that. I'm not sure. So then we bumped the goal up to 1,000, and so we made it to $840. Basically, I streamed Iron Man Contest Tune, which I died on my level 30 priest, like, and because of Bob. Aww. Bob, that's two for Bob.
Two for Bob. Bob. That's your next tune's name. There it is right there. Two for Bob.
I did Mount Rudd's, played D3 hardcore, because that's sort of like Iron Man, right? and I streamed a Convert to Raid with Sunday Mass Res. I haven't raided with them for a while, so it was good to get back with them. And doing a behind the scenes of a podcast with the Richter scale. So it was interesting. I thought it would have been interesting for folks to watch how it's set up on his end and all that kind of stuff. So because I missed the 2 hours, I said I wanted to make it up. So I said, okay, I can do another 8 hours. And we did it another 8 hours to the day before the show. We went from $840 to $1,025. I was like, holy cow. Yeah. And basically during that, we leveled up in iron and did some mount runs. So I leveled up a new contest iron. And on my mount runs, I got a fourth Blazing Drake. Like,
aww.
I just want the Lifebinder's Handmaiden. It just... Why?
It's because you want it so bad. You want it so bad.
Like, come on.
RNG just goes, no.
Come on. So basically, you know, a big thank you for a lot of folks that...
that's amazing,
you know,
guys.
We're able to help out. And even if you couldn't donate by even doing like a like or a retweet... is good. I mean, it helps get people to know that we're actually trying to do it. I thought we were going to have a lot of problems going up against everybody that was streaming for St. Jude's, right? Because there's a lot of people trying to raise money for that right now. And I'm like, oh, people are donating to that. They're not going to donate to my thing. But we made it there. I'm still taking donations at that website, als.wowchallenges.com, up until our walk is June, I'm going to say 17th or 18th. It's middle of June. So thank you for everybody. Like, really.
That's an awesome effort.
Really.
Yeah. Really. That is amazing. I'm very sore, congratulations. Though.
And I will say
that.
I won't do another 24-hour stream. There's just no way.
You did, but nope. You did so well. Nope. 22 hours straight, there is no way in Hades I would make even half of that. So kudos to you just for doing that. That's amazing. Streaming, I don't know. Tark, what do you reckon? Streaming for 22 hours straight? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's an impressive feat, I have to say. I mean, that's endurance right there.
Yeah.
Well, I felt bad about not doing the full 24. That's why I wanted to do the extra 8, because I'm like, well, I can do 2 hours was easy, right? So I can make up the 2 hours is easy. So I figure doing another 8 was just enough, and I'm like, yeah, because I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And congratulations on the mount. And I can't wait to the walk happen. So Carrie's walking, though, isn't she? Your wife.
Carrie's going to walk. I will be helping distribute shirts and helping the people that run it. So I'm going to be behind the scenes. But I will take pictures and stuff. And I'll be spamming on Twitter. So sorry if you don't like it. But you'll see what, you know. You'll see the...
No, it's awesome.
You will have photos of the people that you're raising money for. That's guaranteed. So...
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So the other thing... Yeah, I'll just go into this next part because I want to keep it really small. Patreon, just a very small thing, is that I know that we don't have all these things like, oh, if we make this goal... Like, you can do this and that, or if you donate $10 a month, then you can do that. If you guys think of something that you think we could do, myself and Lita, I'm going to give her your time, too. That's what I do. So, if you guys can think of anything, let me know, or let us know, and we'll... and we'll see if we can do it. I mean, it's just, you know, because I see all these other people that are, like, hardcore, and they're like, well, at $5, they do this, and at $10, they do that, and $15, I'm like, you know, I don't know what would bring value to you guys. Decent bumpers. Oh, I hate bumpers, man. I don't know.
What's wrong with my bumper? It's decent.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
What?
Wow. Sure. I okay. Carrie could so be watching this. I'm just saying. Okay, so. Okay, so if you have any ideas of stuff that we could offer, let us know. You know.
So tweet tweet Stone at Wow Challenges on Twitter, and you can email us at podcast at wowchallenges.com with if you've got some ideas, which would be good. Yeah. Alrighty, contest update. Ten days left.
Seriously? Well, today's the 21st. It ends on the 31st. I'm just going to go over it really quickly. The current top 10 is number 1, Margie Monk at level 72. He's a monk. Number 2 is Azylan. Wait, I think I got it. Azzy, level 60, is a monk. Number 3, Akin, level 37, is a monk. Number 4 is Maldios, level 34, is a warlock. Number 5 is Iron Song 1. I believe that's Songzi on Twitter. This level 32 is a priest. Level 6. Wow, man. Coming in at number 6 is Iron Slider, who's level 32, and that's a pally. Number 7 is Cupramagna. Sorry if I didn't read it right. Level 30 is a monk. Number 8 is Schlanger. Is level 28 is a druid. Number 9 is Lottie Karate. I love that name. Lottie Karate is a monk, which is great. Is level 25, and rounding out the top 10 for the contest is Competissa, is a rogue at level 24. Now, Lita, my character, I leveled up a warrior to level 18, and then I said, you know what? No. So I didn't kill him. He's just sitting there. I decided today I was going to do a druid. So okay, I'm doing a druid. Right. I'm not going to do a monk.
Right.
I'm going to do a druid, and I'm up to level 21 already.
You're up to what?
21.
What?
That's right.
Ah.
Booyah.
That's okay. That's small that you're going to die. It's all good.
I will beat you. So apparently
I've got my deaths out of the way. It's all good.
Uh-huh. So
it's going to happen now. I'm in the zone. Whew. Yes.
There's apparently a hashtag on Twitter, Team Lita. And there seems to be a lot of people that like that team. And it's like, so there's no love for me, apparently, which is okay, because it's going to be even better when I beat you.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. You just keep thinking that way. And as to the hashtag, wow, that's cool. go
Bob
me.
Bob has plans.
Whoa. I need to get to level 10 and, you know, actually get maybe of the starting area.
Make sure you register
Bob
at 10.
Bob has plans. Thank you.
Yeah, so,
Kavara says, don't worry, later Bob has plans. Swear. Yeah. That's it. Go Bob. Yeah, hashtag Bob. That's what it is. It's all good. We'll talk about that in a moment. So how about we talk about the state of the challenges at the moment?
Okay. So we're just going through our top 10 or top X of each challenge. And for the irons, we start with... we don't have a lot of deaths. We only have one person died this week. Out of everybody that made it on the list, compared to last week, was like rest in peace, like every other one. So this week for the Iron Man challenge, it was Fethorin hits level 71, Ironic hits level 71. Margie Monk hits level 72. Brittle Rises hits level 77. Asmongold hits level 80. Seppa hits level 94. And Ironster hits level 100.
Woo.
So it's the first one for him, this expansion. This should be his third overall, I think.
Okay.
I think he's got an 85 and a 90, or two 90s. Okay. And they're both rogues. Like, he loves his rogue, so he knows his rogue, right? So, Stir, congrats, man. We've had you on, but, you know, you're always welcome to come back on, right? So, and then we can have your dancing thing happen again in the corner. So for Bloodthirsty, we're going to start with, it's translated from Russian. It's Kacharko, or Karcho. It's level 30. Shermitine. Oh my god, I'm having bad times with names. Hits level 32. Frenzia hits level 34. Bloody Stevo hits level 47. Zaya Blood, who was on last week, hits level 65. Bloody Katang hits level 66. And never died, hits level 90, so he's getting close. He's getting close to becoming our first Bloodthirsty ever. So, pacifists. Urkishurk hits level 47. Silent Herber hits level 47. Pacifier dies at level 51. Flower, and that's our single death. Flower Child hits level 62. Five No Harm hits level 63. So it looks like Five Iron is coming back to do that challenge. Irel is level 64. Patuli 3, I think. Well, because he does all the Roman numerals. I'm pretty sure it's Tuli 3. Hits level 84. Okay. Hatoa hits level 85. And Tani is our level 100 world first pacifist.
Woo! Like,
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Can like,
wow.
And all these times that people were so close and it's like they got one kill, and a lot of people were saying this can't be done, right?
Yeah.
Well, now it's done. So, yes, it can be done. You got to figure out a way to get over that hump. So, big grats to her. We're going to work out to try to get a audio bit from her. So, hopefully, we can play it on either the next show or the one after. But we will hear from her soon. And 44 minutes after Tani hit level 100, Bloodless, who is Lysan, hit level 100 as well. So, like, a big grats there too. So I don't want to rub it in or anything, but, you know, I feel bad for him because he's kind of upset with himself because he thought he could take it easy a little bit, because I know he wanted to get world first as well because he's big on getting first, right? But that should absolutely, just because he didn't get first doesn't mean that he didn't do well. I mean, he hit max. That's on a pacifist. I mean, it's crazy. I know I will never be able to do that ever. Wow. There is no way. So big grats to him as well. And just having it 44 minutes after the fact, it's just like,
so close. Wow.
Yep.
They were going head to head, basically.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tani and Bloodless. That's amazing. Two in I'm still,
it was
not
like back to
it.
Back. And I was like, wow.
That's
holy moly.
Pacifist. Oh, that just blows my mind. Congratulations, everyone. Commiserations to our
pacifier.
Who was that? Pacifier. That's a good name too. Just some people are really good with their names. Mm-hmm. What about that list? Talk. What do you reckon? Isn't that amazing?
That's Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know how anyone could do the pacifist challenge. That's just
amazing.
That blows my mind. And not only that, but now you have two people that have completed it 1 to 100.
Mm-hmm. And Thule, Thule, I know Thule is in the chat room, or he was. Is Thule 3 no professions?
No.
Do you know?
No.
Or is
no,
it profession?
No. His is a normal one.
Okay.
The no profession ones are the lower ones in, that are in the 30s and 40s ish, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Hatoa is in the chat room. So I was saying that Hatoa's level was 85. They just said they're actually at 87 right now. So I guess they got two levels between when I pulled my report and processed it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. You're 87. Ooh, yeah. That's exciting. All right. Well, that's amazing. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to talk to hopefully we can get them both on at some stage again and talk about pacifists, because it blows my mind.
So one thing I want to bring up is Marg was asking if the game time was correct. So when I say that somebody has leveled up between 10 and max, what I'm actually saying, that's not actually the in-game, slash played. That's actually the timestamps between level 10 and level 100. So for instance, Lysanne's is longer because he's playing other characters, right? And Tanis is shorter because I know she's only playing that tune. So the real time in between those two is going to be shorter order. So the times that I say are real world times where if you're logged out, well, it still counts, right? So,
yeah.
Just as an FYI, yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about we get on with our host chat this week and talk. We'll start with you. Do you want to tell us about what you've been doing in-game?
I've actually, since I'm sort of one of those people that sort of keeps it within, like, the Blizzard family of games or whatnot, I've actually been playing a lot of Diablo 3. I know Stone mentioned that earlier too. Season 6 is in full gear, and it's just between that and Overwatch coming out and Legion dropping in August, I think it's just like bam, bam, bam. Just like there's no shortage of, especially when you're playing the Iron Man challenge in World of Warcraft too, because then there's no shortage of stuff that you can be doing within any number of Blizzard games. And so that's just been, yeah, basically anytime I have free time, it's either let's do some more Iron Man or let's level some more Paragon points and gear up in Season 6 of Diablo 3 or anticipate Overwatch. And yeah, just, between that and starting the mage character in World of Warcraft for the Iron Man challenge, it's been a handful of things to do in game.
Nice. Oh, well, I mean, and that's good. And Overwatch is, what, 2 days away, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, Monday the 23rd at 4 p.m. Pacific, so 7 p.m. I'm sorry, that's going to take me away.
So I'm excited.
Have you been playing it a lot or no?
I've played. Well, I did some of the beta. I'm sorry.
Lita, I know you've been playing it. Tarkanis, have you been playing it?
Yeah. Did you play?
Yeah, I've played the beta last November, and then I played the beta in April. And I was away on business during the last open beta, so I didn't get to play that. But I just the hype is so real for that game, and it's just like I want it now.
Did you see that they dropped those like massive, sized dolls or whatever, like boxes.
Yeah, they're huge.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, can I have one of those from the front of my house? I want Tracer to be like standing right next to my mailbox. Be like, yeah, that would be good. Okay. All right. Well, good luck with your mage, and we hope that goes along much, you know, what could I say? Much better than how I'm going. But anyway, Stone, tell me about your week.
For iron stuff, I've been focused more on the, well, I killed off my priest because of Bob. And the problem was, you know, I got into this spot where I was doing really well. I was level 30, things were going really, really smooth. And I was up in Strathholm and up in, you know, the top, and I was going to kill the two named guys. And the problem was I was worried about the respawn because it seemed that the other mobs were actually respawning fairly quickly. And the problem was Bob was screwing around here. And I kind of thought, okay, well, he kind of put pressure on me to just kill these two guys really quick, because if I don't and I just wait here to deal with Bob, I'm worried that if I leave the computer where I am, the mob is going to spawn on top of me and I'm dead, right? And dealing with Bob. So I figured, okay, well, I'll just go do it now really, really quick. And as I'm doing it, Bob was screwing it. Bob began to screw around in behind the screen, and then he jumped down, and he's down at my feet. What the, like, dude, man. And so it got me all messed up, and I died. So so I rolled a warrior, and I thought I was gonna actually possibly even go farther with this tune, though. But anyway, so I rolled a warrior. It was very, very slow. Margathon said that that I would only make it to level 17. I made it to 18, buddy. And and then that's why I wanted to make it that far and then say, okay, I'm done. And then go find a class that was going to be faster. So we did a little poll while we were doing the stream, and Druid won out over Monk by one vote. So I'm like, okay, good, because I kind of would like to do a Druid too. Warrior, another Warrior was... they voted another Warrior for me to use again, and I was like, that's not going to happen, sorry. And I'm sorry I actually put that as an option, because that's not going to happen. So, yeah, I ditched the Warrior, and today when I did the live stream, I went all the way up to level 21. And... and I'm beating your butt. So I also did the ALS funding streams. I did one. It started right after the show last night or last week, and I went from I did actually get some sleep, and I woke up at 3:30. No, actually, a little bit before that. And I began the stream at 4 a.m. because I wanted it to go from 4 to 4 so that on the Monday morning, I would still be kind of awake to help to get the kids going and out to school and all that stuff. And so we did that. And then we did the stream today for 8 hours, and we just ended at like 5:30-ish. So I've had a little bit of time to have a little rest. But after this, after the post-production, I think I'm going to be... pretty much done, but
yeah,
we'll see. I might find another wind. The only other thing I guess I've been doing this week for iron related stuff would be testing out the add-on. So just running old content, so old raids. Wow. To make sure that it's recording the bosses the right way, because basically you're going to go and attack raid bosses at level, using gear for that era, and you can't use extra enchants or anything like that, so you can't use burning crusade enchants on your gear if you're going into attack in molten core, let's say. Okay, so it's to see how many characters you actually need at level with appropriate gear and enchants and gems and buffs and all that, and how quick you can do it. So we have to get the add-on to collect the data. So I've distributed the add-on to a couple people to help me test out some raids, because I can't do it all by myself. So, and I think I actually need somebody to, I don't know if I have anybody that can go into Mythic Hellfire. Just to see if it would break anything. I don't think it would. I think the bosses in there are normal. But if you know of anybody that might be willing to run an add-on to basically only collect info, it's just it basically what this says is that it collects data on the members in your raid, what they have on, what they do, and how quickly you kill the boss, and then all that you'd have to do is send me the data file that comes with it that will come out with it. It's not obtrusive. Like, it actually doesn't even run on your screen. You'll just see chat things saying, oh, it's starting recording and saving segment and, you know, all these nerdy debug stuff to make sure it actually works, right? We've done it, and I've got to go through LFR, Hellfire, and I just don't want to, man.
So, Azzy's doing Mythic.
Well, Azzy, are you willing to sign a non-disclosure agreement? No, I just say, you know, I need to find out if these two guys are going to do it, because they said that they might be able to. I'm not 100% sure. So if people are willing to run this thing, let me know. And if these other two guys can't, then I'll get in contact with you. And that's really been my week. That's been my week for challenges. I've been doing a whole lot of other stuff too. So, but we'll talk about that on a different podcast. Lita, what have you been doing this week?
Well, as far as my challenge,
besides losing to me,
look, I'm winning in death. Okay, that is most important. I am, you know, when you're good at something, you might as well stick with it. That's all I'm saying. And I have had some epically fantastic deaths once again. So my undead monk that was at level 23 last week for the contest, died at level 23. So she didn't get very far. It was a swift and brutal death.
How did it happen?
That's all I'm saying about
that. How did it happen, Lita?
It was to a giant slime hovering in the ruins of some... Yeah. Anyway, I was probably pushing things a little bit too much. So it's my own fault. I totally knew I should not have done that one. I should have come back, but so then I stripped it down and rolled a blood elf pally. I thought, okay, I'll do something a bit different. So I made the blood elf pally, and I was going along really well. I did all of Eversong, and I was like, yay, I'm doing well, going to Ghostlands, and I'm like, yep, I'm going on my way. And then splat, level 13, I died. I was like, really? 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 Okay. So, again, it was quite an epic death because I ran as fast as my little legs could take me, but the stupid undead thing was, it's like I got out of range and I was within 2 seconds of being out of combat, but the undead thing, the ghosty thing, it's like it just pointed its finger and blew me a kiss that killed me. That's how it was. And then I just went splat and I was like, oh, right. So I went, right, okay, strip her down, get rid of her, and next. So then I rolled an orc monk. So I thought, right, back to the monk, but I'm going to try the orc. You know, orcs are cute. She was really cute, had the pigtails, all of that. And I was going along and I was doing really, really quite well. I went through all Durotar and I was like, oh, I love Durotar. And no, I'll go out the back to Azshara. Yeah, let's go to Azshara. Okay. And then I did the mining, the excavation place. That's fine. That wasn't a problem.
Yeah, okay.
Then I decided to go down to the south rocket way place, you know, the end one. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's some quests over here. I'll go do them. Oh, look, there's a raptor. I'll kill it. It's dead. I, like, went poke, and he went dead. And I went, well, was that's not very good now, is it?
Was it subject four or...
I can't remember if it was subject four or subject five.
Okay.
It was one of them that...
That named one is actually... they did not squish it. So it hits you for the old stat. And it's like, what the... Like, what's going on, man?
Yeah. So apparently, yes, I got told that that's what happens. So I went, ah, okay, well, I'm dead. And then I went, well, she made it to level 14. So it's like, yay, I'm getting there slowly. And so I stripped her off and I went, you know what? I'll just go back to what I know. So I rolled myself my undead warlock. And at the moment, she's level 9 because I've not had much time to play because I'm working full time, which has been, it's been good to be back working. But, oh my gosh, it's been, I've been completely wrecked this week. So, it's been a rough week, but anyway.
Did you wake up at 3:30?
Hey?
Did you wake up at 3:30?
Yeah, I woke up at 3:30. Oh, you did? And I woke up at 3. Yeah, I know you did. Yes. I know you did. Yeah. Sleep has not been very kind to me this week as well, so it's been a little bit rough that way. So and I think I'm think it's either sinus or something. I'm not feeling 100%, so my head's all like bleh. So that's the technical term for it. But yeah, but don't you worry about it, Stone. You keep leveling because you'll die. No, I soon, won't. And then you'll be back to starting again. So
this one's the one.
So it's all good. 10 days to go, huh? Oh, jeez.
Yep.
How did we get to only 10 days left? That just seems to have gone so fast. Wow. Anyway, let's go on. We will see.
Okay.
Where Stone and I will be next week or the week after. No, it must be. Oh, okay. We finish right in the middle of a recording week. Not okay. Yep. All right. Well, we'll see how many more deaths that both Stone and I can get between now and the end of the competition.
None. Stone. Oh, do you know what my tune name is now? Do you know what my new tune name is?
I have no idea. I haven't even looked.
Stone wins.
Stone wins. Really?
Yes.
You'll get Stone wins right in a moment. You know, that's just going to mean you're going to die, buddy. I just got the feeling. See, I just keep mine Iron Leiter. Iron Leiter, Iron Leiter. Bad luck. I just keep it nice and simple, but you go on Stone wins, you're going to die.
No way.
Dibs on how long it's going to take for Stone to die. Yeah, chat room, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
What level are you? 21? Who reckons he's going to make it to 25? 30? Tweet me. Tweet at me. Stone's not going to win. Let me know. We'll put dibs on how this is going to go. So, yeah. Awesome. Alrighty. Let's go on to chit chat. This is where you can ask us anything, questions about WoW challenges, and share your tips, tricks, and, you know, potential disastrous errors, etc., etc. So, Tark, can you take the first one for me, please?
Sure. This is from Sandre from Facebook. What about rogue poisons? And are you allowed to do this challenge with a friend? If not, you guys should make a co-op Iron Man version or something. Smiley face.
So yeah, I replied to this person. I said, "Rogue poisons are not allowed." No, they are allowed. They are allowed. I just wanted to see, like,
I was gonna say, I think you've just upset just about everyone who's doing pacifist. If that was the case.
So they are allowed. because you're part of the class, right? So,
Two-Stone WoW Challenges podcast.
I did tell them that if you are making a legit attempt to hit max, then no, you can't do it with a friend. But I've always said, you know, when we have podcasters that are going to stream and they want to stream it with someone else, the odds are is that they're not going to make it to max. That's just how it is. And why not? Just sure. So sure, you want to try it with a friend? Sure. Just know that if you were to ever to make it up to max, it wouldn't be a legit iron. So if you want to try it out and just get a feel for it and go with a friend, yeah, sure, right? But your character will eventually get flagged, and then that's going to be it.
Is there a reasoning why they want to do a challenge with a friend? Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head around this, because it's a solo challenge.
But there's some people who want to try it with, like, a brother or, you know, or somebody that wants, you know, to come back into the game, right?
No, it just doesn't make sense. I just don't understand, because, I mean, we as our little competition would never group up.
Oh, I'm grouping up. Oh, we're not allowed to group up?
All complaints can go stone at the WoW Challenges podcast. No, we're not grouping up. But it's just, I mean, it's a solo challenge. Yeah. So even, yeah. It just surprises me that people want to try it with a friend. I suppose I just trying to get my head around that one. Maybe, you know, I just keep thinking, well, it's something that you do. It's you against yourself. Basically, all my deaths is because I've completely messed up, not because of anything else.
I believe
bringing another player in could make it really could make it actually worse.
There's a fellow and his wife on the forums. I'm gonna say Iron Worgen, or is it Ash? I think it might. I can't remember which, but they're saying that they play together, and what they're doing is, if one of them dies, then that's it for the group. They're not allowed to heal the other person. They are leveling as a team. So that's a way you could try it. And Marg actually makes a good point in the chat room, is that they can do it anyways, but just not sign up. Like, sure.
Mm. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Sure. Let us know, you know, if Sandra's listening. Let's know how you go.
Fair says it's Ash. So it's Ash and his wife. So Ash we had on two. We had Ash in episode two. So him and his wife are doing it. Zaya says, someone in WoW Iron Man Guild chat asked if he could group up just to chat. I said that they could if they were far enough not to share any XP. I mean, yes and no, and you got to watch out for the kills, right? Because the kill percentages matter, especially since I bumped them up. So it's higher than 50. It's 70% now.
Okay.
To kind of make sure that, you know, you're not really in a group and fudging those. So.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I suppose, you know, everyone has a different take on it. All right. Well, our second one was also from Facebook, from Kaylee, and they ask what slots are considered uncommon.
So I think she was asking about what gear is considered uncommon. I said, you know, and I just replied, you know, anything that's green or higher. So, you know, just as a reiteration, I mean, I think it's fairly obvious in the rules is that green or higher gear is no. You are allowed one green equip by accident is okay. Can you imagine Stone and Lita grouping up? It would be like cats in a bag.
No, it won't. Azzy, don't make me get cranky, but
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
It's not. We wouldn't be cats in a bag. I just tell him what to do, and most time he listens to me, which is good. But it's Bob. Bob's just on my side. That's all I can say. Bob has this thing that he just loves me from across the interwebs, and you know, that's it. Yeah.
Lame. But basically, yeah, it just means you. So I think they're asking is what kind of gear it's, you know, not allowed to equip green or higher gear. Yeah. So
I had a neck piece that I found in Booty Bay. I think it was a neck piece. There was a vendor in Booty Bay that sold the white, you know, like the rings and the neck pieces. And you had to, I think it was like a gold or 10 gold to buy a ring. Like there was a mood ring, but it's a white item. And like, so I decided on, I think this is on my 50, on my big hunter, that I decided, oh, well, I'm going to buy a ring because she's not going to get anything else. So I might as well just buy a, like, this just silly little mood ring that she's going to wear. And, you know, it's white, it's got no stats, and it's just, you know, it says, your mood is, you know, this will tell you what your mood is. I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. So,
it's a waste of gold.
It is, but you know, who cares? I've got like,
man,
enough to get flying on her when she hits 60. So I'm happy. What else is going on with the chat room? Anything else from the chat room?
Yeah, you don't see something from Zorts. Fair says Fiona sells minuscule diamond rings, white, or white. I always buy two of them.
Ooh! Oh yes, that's right.
You hate empty slots?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I hate empty slots, but I thought having the rings on was nice, and the rings weren't unique, so that was kind of cool because I could wear two mood rings. Whatever it was that I had on, I thought that was really fun. This needs to happen. What needs to happen?
So, like, Terwinkle, Terwinkle versus Zorts, or something like a Stone versus Lee. I don't know.
That's all right. I'm already kicking his butt.
Well, it would be one-sided, you know, and you don't really want to hear her cry, like, all the time. So, I mean, that's pretty much what it would be. Me being like, yeah, and then her being like, done again. I'm just going hard. Going hard.
Yeah, you just, yeah. Whatever. That's talk it up, buddy. Talk it up. Talk is cheap. Back it up with your actions. That's what I'm gonna do. That's all I'm saying.
Level 21.
The higher level you get, the closer it is to dying.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shots fired.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good competition. It's a bit of fun. If I win in deaths, hey, won something. Oh. So honestly, I'm not really worried. But the fact is, I'm keeping Stone honest. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, yeah. That's
what I don't even know how to reply to that. I just
sure. Lord. Alrighty. Well, I think that's about it. So, how about we talk about what's happening next week? Soren!
That's it?
What's going on?
I don't want to end it. Fine.
Well.
Anyways, all right, fine. Well, my stomach is growling, so I should probably go. All right, so, okay. Focus. Wrap up. This is our wrap up part. Wrap up. Okay, our next show is Saturday, May the 28th, which is a U.S. or it's coming up to the U.S. Memorial Day. Is that right, Tark?
Yes.
Is the Monday, right? So Monday the 30th?
Yes.
Yeah, because you guys have your Memorial Day the week after we have our Queen Victoria Day. So on Monday for us right now, coming up is going to be day off, and we all drink and get drunk and stuff. So, so our next show is Saturday, May the 28th. See, I'm squirreling. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, Sunday, May the 29th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. So, Tarkanis, man, thank you very much for coming on. I was like, okay, should we like, when I asked you, I was like, oh, let's see if he'll do it. You know, I don't know, right? Because I knew you were out and about, right? Too. So I was like, oh, maybe he's not gonna be around in time, right? So, but thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you
guys for inviting me. I just anytime that I get to talk to either one of you, whether it's on Twitter or on other shows or whatnot, or just it's just fantastic. It's so cool. And every day I get to go to bed as Lita's waking up and posting coffee posters on her Twitter feed.
Oh,
and
you're
it's
welcome.
it's just the highlight of my evenings.
Oh no, and it's really good that you're getting that you're giving the challenge a go, which is awesome. You know, the more people that can just have a go, get back to basics, and it, I mean, it's fun. It's addictive and heartbreaking and all of that, but it is definitely fun. So thank you very much. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, sure. If you want to see all of my deaths, you can go to youtube.com/TarkanisFrostborn. You can follow me on Twitter at Tark Frostborn. That's just T-A-R-C Frostborn, F-O-R-S-T-B-O-U-R-N-E on Twitter and Instagram. And then I guess if you want to learn a little bit about roleplay, you can listen to the LFRP podcast. That is on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and available via direct download. You can find that podcast at lookingforroleplay.com, or you can tweet us at the show at LFRP Podcast, or email us at LFRPPodcast@gmail.com.
Awesome. And I will have all the links up on the website for that anyway. And keep us in the loop. Let us know how you go with your mage. And yeah, if you're going to bring some role play into it, I know I'd be very interested, and I'm sure there's others out there that would be very keen to you know, hear about it and go from there. Stone, what's up?
So the one thing I wanted to ask is that you said you are the GM of a guild. Can you tell me a little bit about the guild and where they can find you there at?
Oh yeah, sure. The name of the guild is called Quorum Populo. It is a horde side guild on Warmest Accord. We are a roleplay and raiding guild. We've existed in some form or another since 2009, so we are actually just about to celebrate our 7th anniversary of existence. We have a number of fine folks. We have, I think, we're up to like 10 or 11 officers now. And yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on for Legion as Legion hype continues to build. We have a lot of roleplay activities planned. We have a lot of raiding activities planned and challenge modes and all that cool stuff planned. You can find our guild website at quorumpopuloguild.com. And Quorum Populo, it's a Latin phrase. It means before the people. It's C-O-R-A-M space P-O-P-U P-O-P-U-L-O. There you go. There you go.
Awesome. Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, because you had said that before, and I was like, oh, I wonder what the name of the guild was. So, cool.
Yes. Yes. All righty. So, where everyone can find us. Now, the WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Direct all complaints to Stone there. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget to check out the YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges 1. That is a number 1. Remember to come catch us live every week, which is twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. And you can find the WoW Challenges podcast on both iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
And Stone. I think Google Play, too. I don't remember receiving an email saying that it was approved or not. I know I submitted it, but I'm not 100% sure if it's been approved. But this was a while ago, so maybe it, I don't know. Anyways, I'll go check afterwards. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at WoWChallenges. It's primarily where I post my stuff from. It's barbecue pictures and cat pictures and Iron Man stuff, okay? So it is my legit Iron Man stuff. It's, you know, I don't like having 5 different accounts. So I'm also on a podcast called Adventures in Azeroth, where you can find it at adventuresinazeroth.com, which is myself and like a person that really cries about, you know, dying a lot. You know, oh, I lost another iron again. Oh my god! So you can catch us there. We publish a podcast once a week. And I'm also on the Richter Scale podcast, which is at therichterscale.com. And I think this Sunday we're going to, like tomorrow, I think we're going to drink and stream. So I don't know how that's going to go. And because I'm a lightweight, so it's usually one, you know, beer, I'm done. I'm going to be drinking about 3 or 4.
Iron tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I don't know. You should. Totally.
No way.
Just saying. Okay, well, good luck with that. And where you can find me, so on Twitter, I'm at Leta Wow, that's LEETAWOW, and I have a couple of other shows as well, Behind the Avatar, which just had an episode out yesterday. Check that out at BehindTheAvatar.com. And Adventures in Azeroth, which I do with some, I don't know, some whiny guy.
Awesome reckons, Iron
Yeah,
Man.
Whatever. Something, I don't know. He blah, blah, blah. And that comes out, we record Thursday nights, but that comes out on my Saturdays, which is a lot of fun. And Geektopia, which is a geeky podcast that I do with Ben and Steve. And we have a lot of fun on that. So, I think that's it for the show. Thank you, Mark Conan, as always, for our awesome intro, because we love it. You can find Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And I think that's a wrap.
I think so.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, chat room.
Hopefully, when we say goodbye, it won't take forever to do the outro. And then hopefully the outro won't cut off. You know, amateurs. Jeez. All right. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you for watching, listening, downloading, all that stuff.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
See ya.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.